Of course, one of the classic recordings ever made in person was the Tim and Tilly story that I'm sure a number of you have actually heard on the air from time to time. I haven't played it, but there are copies of it circulating. Of a trip that Tim and Gary made to Upton, Kentucky, where they were putting together a religious station on shortwave. And they were at a particular restaurant, and if you've heard the story, great. If you haven't heard it, watch out for it on the internet somewhere, the Tim and Tilly story. And it's a classic. I recorded that on a DAT machine, Bert. One of the digital audio tape decks that was the predecessor to the modern wave and MP3 recorder. Of course, it went down to tape with a helical revolving head, just like a VCR, in order to get the kind of bandwidth and frequency response and dynamic range down with a digital data stream. But man, it sounds good. That has to have been 20 years ago as well. It's recorded at Chuck WA1EKV's house after one of the last Deerfield Hamfests we all went up there. Sat Timmy down on a sofa, and he spooled out the story into a Sennheiser 421. The DAT machine was almost capable of recording the dynamic range as Timmy would utter one of his belches. Almost. A little bit of peak distortion on there, but it's the closest I think I've heard anything come to capturing that kind of excursion. And it's on there in all its glory. I wished I'd have had a windscreen on the mic, actually. Anyway, Tony, let me get it around to Dave here. I probably screwed up the order. Good on scoring the stuff there from Rock that was being thrown out. That's kind of the way it goes. Nick has some good stories and stuff like that, too, that otherwise would have been tossed in the dumpster. I just can't believe some of the heritage that got thrown out during remodeling. It's just they don't have any appreciation for it at all. It's not just hardware, but it's the meaning of the hardware that should have gone somewhere more appreciative through a more conventional channel than dumpster diving. So anyway, good to hear you guys on tonight. Let me go ahead and sign and listen out, roll some tape, and I'll spool this off as an MP3 before I retire for the evening. You guys will get it in the email box there in the time ahead. Tony, good to hear you on. I'll pull the card for N3FOR and modify it for N3YR. Of course, there's another famous AM, N2YR, that your call is reminiscent of. We'll look for you again. Dave, congratulations on the audio chain there. I think you got it dialed in just so. W2VW and WA3JYU. And NY3R, this is WA3VJB, listening out.
Okay, WA3VJB in the group from W2, very weak. Excellent. Great to hear you, Paul. Regards to Pam. See you later. Let me think here for a minute. Yeah. Okay, yeah, Tony. I don't think I've worked you with that call yet. Yeah, so you're the 3 version of Joe Paisano. Heck of a guy. The G76 is working for you. Sounds like it's doing its thing. There was a period of time where every time I worked somebody with a G76, their G76 quit working. I think there was like 3 of them in a row. And that bad luck streak had been broken a few years back, so it's okay to stay on with it, but I know a couple of guys that G76 is burnt up in QSO. It's kind of funny because the last 2 times that I talked with KD0HG, who is now a Silent Key out there, and I guess he was in Boulder or nearby, my rig's crapped out. And last time I heard him on calling CQ, there was a pile up, and I couldn't crack the pile up out there. And I had to go to bed, so I gave up. Probably could have worked him. But anyway, that's what happens. And he's not the first guy that I didn't work because of stuff like that, who I never had a chance to run into again. That's no fun. Anyway. Yeah. Throw Upton, Kentucky. And then the Tilly and Lily story. I've heard it a few times. And they just don't make them like that. Anyway, I'm going to take a break here as well. Go do some stuff around the house that needs to get done. And hopefully somebody will pop in and take my spot here. And run with it. It's been real fun. But I'll tell you what I'll do. I will, I'll snap a picture of this thing. I've got my digital camera at work right now. I've got to bring it home. But, I'll put a note down and send Bert a picture of the console with all the stuff in it. I'll turn everything on so it looks like something. Maybe, I really got to be on this mic here to get this as dense as it could be. This is new. Maybe I'll, even transmit with a little plastic radio to make it exciting that I've got here. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. So, back to you, Bert. 7-3, Bert and Tony and Paul. Anybody else might be listening, and I could be back later. I think that's fair warning. WA3JYU in the group from W2VW.
Yeah, okay, Dave, real good. Man, let me turn this thing off.